This is an executive summary of COF reporting and compliance requirements, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The Opportunity Zone tax benefits don't happen automatically. They're claimed and preserved through specific IRS reporting and compliance steps at both the fund and the investor level. The Qualified Opportunity Fund self-certifies and must pass an annual asset test. Investors must report their elections and holdings each year. Getting this reporting right is how you secure the deferral and protect the path to the 10-year exclusion. Getting it wrong can mean penalties for the fund or a lost benefit for the investor. This guide is an educational overview, not tax advice, of the COF reporting and compliance landscape. Investor reporting on Forms 8949 and 8997, fund reporting on Form 8996, the annual 90% asset test, record-keeping best practices, and the consequences of non-compliance. Because these rules are technical and time-sensitive, and the program is evolving, under the 2025 OUNCES 2.0 legislation, verify the current requirements and your specific obligations with your CPA or tax advisor. As an OAS investor, you report your election and your holdings primarily through two IRS forms. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.